It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, June 9th. I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Ben Johnson. Sometime in the next month or so, a new smartphone will hit the market. You might not know the company, but you probably know the name of the CEO behind it. It's Andy Rubin, the guy who created Android. His new company is called Essential Products. Its first product is the Essential Phone. It's available for pre-order now, but Rubin says it's just the start of a whole new kind of consumer electronics company. We caught up with Andy Rubin at the Wired Business Conference in New York. Andy, who is your target market for Essential Products?
If you look at kind of the way the market works, at least in smartphones, it's a saturated market. In a saturated market, it doesn't mean there's no opportunity. It's just that you have to be a different type of player to participate. And I feel like between Apple and Samsung, I think that's about 40% of the market. So if I consider those guys as, you know, the Four Seasons and Ritz-Carlton, I want to be the boutique hotel. So I want to actually, you know, have a great customer experience. I want to build products that resonate with consumers in a new way. I want to communicate that differently to consumers. And I want to get the beginnings of a following that way.
I certainly feel the trap of feeling like there are only two choices. But that said, it's hard as a consumer to imagine then jumping to something that's completely new that might have a totally different learning curve. What do you say to those consumers?
Well, the good news is we're drafting off of my startup company's previous work. My co-founders and I started Android. So it's not buying into a new ecosystem. You're buying into the Android ecosystem. I have the boutique hotel spin on a phone that's an Android-powered phone. But I think that slipstreams in with what the consumers would already do with Android. So I don't think it's a major leap. I think maybe it's more of a baby step.
What's hard about this? What are your biggest barriers?
Let's see, building a new brand.
I'm sure it's a long list.
launching a bunch of technology products that aren't quite done yet. Creating new market segments, platformizing, you know, things that haven't been platformized yet. Look, there's a lot of stuff that's really, really hard. I think winning the hearts and minds of consumers is both a core ethos, but that's not enough. You can't just speak to it. You need to actually prove it with great products that resonate with people. I think we're kind of unique in that we're qualified to build companies like this, and we're also well-funded. We have a great set of investors. These guys have bet big on this company, and they think it's a perfect time to kind of create a third. When everybody's like, oh, yeah, why bother with another one? The duopoly has everything that I can have. They've settled. They've settled for the easy path of least resistance. That's the perfect time to disrupt. And, you know, that's what we intend to do.
That's Andy Rubin speaking from the Wired Business Conference in New York.
Hi, it's Ben Brock Johnson. Marketplace is here because these days it's essential to have an independent source explaining how the economy really works, not just for CEOs, but for everyone. Your support keeps this kind of reporting coming, and it's especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. Visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us in your world every day. And thanks.
And it's Friday, time for Silicon Tally. My guest today is Alex Fitzpatrick, lifestyle editor at Time Magazine. Alex, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's big tech news?
I am absolutely ready.
All right, what is your first number for me?
$349.
I think I have this one, which is really rare for me in this game.
What do you got?
Is it the cost of the Apple HomePod?
You got it.
Speaker?
The HomePod.
Yes.
Apple's new Amazon Echo rival, sort of a high-priced speaker, and that'll go on sale for, like I said, $349 later this year.
I mean, I think the reason that that number stuck in my brain is because it was kind of high.
Yeah.
All right, here's my number for you, which is much cheaper, 89 cents.
The price of the best slice of pizza in New York?
Man, if that's true, I'm getting on a plane. No, it's the price for 100 Instagram likes purchased at a vending machine in Russia.
I heard about this. So how does it, I guess you connect your account to the machine? Is that how it works?
I guess so, which seems to me like it's just trying to harvest your information.
Oh, yeah, that's got Russian malware written all over it.
I mean, I hope you're not plugging your phone into this thing because that is a bad idea.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right, what's your second number for me?
98.1 thousand.
98,100 fake Russian Instagram likes.
No, but you're
on
not,
my account. No, just
not,
kidding.
You're not totally far off. It does have to do with an account. It's the number of followers as of Wednesday afternoon of @RealPressSecBot, which is a Twitter account. And what it does is it takes Donald Trump's tweets and it turns them into official-looking White House presidential statements, as like the ones that they email out to reporters.
You had Sean Spicer in a briefing this week say that those tweets were official statements. So I guess it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. My last number for you is $4 billion per year.
The size of Amazon Web Services in terms of revenue?
Man, I feel like it must be like quadruple that.
Yeah.
No, this is actually a pretty shocking number. It is the amount of revenue that's earned all over the world by cell phone screen repairs.
Yeah, totally. And this is because Apple is giving these repair machines to sort of third-party repair companies, right? Is that the deal?
Exactly. It has these proprietary machines that it uses to fix your cracked iPhone screen. Now, part of the reason that this is coming is because 8 U.S. states, and hopefully more, have actually launched bills that are trying to challenge this idea that only Apple can do a repair, otherwise your warranty will be voided.
That's right.
Apple, of course, says... Unrelated.
Right.
Alex Fitzpatrick is lifestyle editor at Time Magazine. Alex, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I wish I did better, but maybe next time.
In other news of the week, Yahoo shareholders have approved that company's sale to Verizon for $4.48 billion. The sale is expected to be completed on Tuesday when AOL and Yahoo get smushed together and become a company called Oath that will be led by AOL CEO Tim Armstrong. But once the sale is complete, things will start to get ugly, according to some sources. AOL and Yahoo do similar things, which means layoffs, and potentially lots of them. Sources told various media outlets that up to 2,000 people could lose their jobs when the cutting starts, most of them in California, some outside the country. The combined companies have about 14,000 employees. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.